What's up, Pod Squad? A little solo episode today. Are you ready? Here's the thing. I've been on a few different podcasts lately, and I'm really proud of myself. I've been pitching myself like crazy. One of my goals for 2023 was to speak on a lot more podcasts, get myself out there more, and just really try to spread the wealth of knowledge that I've accumulated over the last 34 years. We'll call it like 14 years, because at 20, you don't really know anything about anything. You've only been quote unquote an adult for like 2 years, which doesn't even count. So all this to say, I have been talking about SoulCycle a lot lately, and I get questioned about it, rightfully so, because that is so much a part of my story and who I am. And it's very interesting for people who are not, you know, in my immediate bubble or arena or circle to ask me about, because they're curious about it. How did you do this? How did you become a master instructor at one of the top companies in, if not the country, in the world? Like, how did you do this? And I downplay it a lot, and I kind of forget how big of a deal it is, because it's just so routine for me at this point after almost 9 years. And that was the thought I was thinking about as a 34-year-old right now. I don't have a lot of friends that can say I've been at a company for almost a decade. I don't know anybody that is around my age. Of course, there's people from a different generation that have been at the same company for 25, 30 years, like seasoned vets with their company partners, etc. But I don't know a lot of people close to my age that can say they've been with the same company for that period of time. So I was very recently on a podcast, and this is what kind of sprung up this whole idea to talk about today, because I get asked a myriad of all kinds of questions, from what was the audition process, what did it look like? And I've talked about it throughout this podcast here and there, more so 4 years ago when I started the podcast, when it was called Beyond the Bike, when it was, you know, an extension of what my class was to bring in more people, to reach more people beyond the four walls of my room. And I get tons of questions and I answer them, and I'm happy to. And it's so cool being in a role for so long, you kind of transfer over to coach, leader, mentor. And I feel like the best way to do that is to really stick out your hand and help people who might be in a similar position or wanting to be in the position that you're in. And something that came up recently on a interview that I wanted to elaborate on in my own head, in my own mind, and kind of bring onto this podcast was, you know, they were like, you know, really, what does it take? What does it take to get there? And I know this isn't sexy, and I know it's one of those kind of like things, but I said sacrifice. And before you press next or pause or close out of your Spotify app, I want you to hang with me, because this is really important. And I feel like a lot of people either don't have the guts to talk about it, aren't authentic enough to talk about it, aren't vulnerable enough to talk about it, or just straight up gloss over it for whatever reason, because they want to sound like an expert or whatever. But sacrifice is one of the most important things that we're going to talk about today when it comes to becoming who you were meant to be, who you want to be, achieving those goals, achieving those dreams, because it's definitely not being talked about enough, and it is a huge part of all of that. So let's talk about it. When I became an instructor, when I went into instructor world training, I was living in LA. And at the time, I was so hell-bent on becoming a SoulCycle instructor that I threw caution to the wind. It was almost crazy when I say it out loud now. Like, I was crazy that I was so obsessed, or I wanted to be in with this company so bad, that I was willing to do literally anything to get in, quote unquote, in, whatever that meant. And what that looked like for me was being sat down and being told, when you go into instructor training right now, you cannot go back to Los Angeles. You are going to be relocated to another place. And I said, yes. That was like sacrifice number one, giving up where you lived, where I cultivated community, where I scraped and clawed to try to survive, to stay in La La Land or Hollywood or all the glitz and the glamour or whatever for all those years. And I was just willing to give it up in a second, because I was so hellbent on this dream or this, you know, holographic carrot that I made up for myself. That was SoulCycle at the time. Said yes to that sacrifice, home, friends, community, the whatever I had built for myself out there. In a heartbeat, I was like, done, going. Go to training in New York. everybody else is in their jobs at the time, probably at a time in most of my friends' lives where they were feeling pretty secure, getting paid pretty good amounts of money. We're in our kind of like mid to late 20s at that point. And I'm like couch surfing and scraping by, making literally peanuts to get by. And everybody thinks I'm crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy for doing that. Like, what are you doing? And a huge part of the sacrifice of what it takes to become who you were meant to be is the non-negotiable no's that you have to say. And so I talked about this recently in an episode or somewhere in my life. Maybe it was on my stories. I have no idea. They all kind of mold together at this point. But what I talked about was, you know, everybody wants to know the hacks, the secrets, the tips, the tricks, the rituals, the daily practices. And I kind of broke it down to, you know, you can say yes to all these things, yes to this, yes to this, yes to all these good new things. But sometimes it comes down to the things you're saying no to, the non-negotiable no's that you put up in your life that start to put the bumpers in, you know, when you're playing bowling, like in the gutters of your life, all like the trash and chatter, partying and bullshit of your life. Those non-negotiable no's, those sacrifices start to put those bumpers in the gutters. And what that looks like is when you are really trying to chase down a goal or a dream or become the best at what you're doing, because I want to be the best. I want to be the best at what I'm doing. And it doesn't have to be like, I want to be the best instructor. It could be like, I want to be the best salesperson. I want to be the best nurse. I want to be the best mom. I want to be the best. Whatever it is in the vein of being the best is going to take sacrifice. And what that looks like is saying no to a lot of things. For me with SoulCycle, it was saying no to going out. It was saying no to birthdays. It was saying no to holidays. It was saying no to so many things. Like, I've missed so many birthdays, holidays, parties, all sorts of things, for better or for worse sometimes. I mean, I had to change my whole life and how I was living it completely when I made the non-negotiable in my mind that I was like, if I'm going to be the best at this thing called SoulCycle, I can no longer party and bullshit. I can no longer go out for drinks. I can no longer go out here. I can't go to the bar. I can't meet you for a drink. And that, what people don't realize is when you start to make those choices, people fall away from you. I talk about the shedding a lot. Because again, another topic that's not so sexy, not being talked about, is the shedding. And I came up with a new theory this week around the shedding. And it's the shedding is really the falling away of relationships because they are no longer in close proximity to your priorities. They are no longer in close proximity to your priority. So the things that you are prioritizing at this chapter in your life determine the proximity to those around you, determine who's close to you, who sticks to you, who your mentors are, who you're hanging out with, who you're calling, who you're consulting with, who you're hanging out with, who you're playing with. All that stuff has to do with what your priorities are. And that's obviously how you start to build different communities in different places. And it's not to say you can't give and choose in certain places with certain things, but you will notice when your priorities change, your relationships change always. So a really popular thing that I end up talking about a lot with 20-somethings is the shedding of, I no longer want to go out and party. I no longer want to go out and drink. I hate the way I feel. I want to get up on the weekends. I want to work out in the mornings. I want to, you know, do 5Ks. I want to do this. I want to wake up and feel good and have my day and use it for all the things and go on adventures and whatever. And I can't do that when I go out and I'm hungover, but I have all these friends and then I feel FOMO and then I get sucked into going out and then I feel like shit again. And it's like this cyclical hamster wheel of not feeling good because you keep saying yes to things that are not serving who you want to be instead of saying no, thank you, because you don't want to be left out. You don't want to cause a rift in the relationship. You don't want to be questioned. You don't want to be ridiculed with your choices, even though you know that the choices that you're making are in support of who you want to be, not who you are right now. So on the way to get to where you're going, that shedding is going to happen, that close proximity, right? And it's all determined on what your priorities are. So when my priority became to be one of the best at what I do currently, I lost a lot of friendships. I would ask people to go to coffee, go to lunch, go to this, go to that, go to this. I literally gave them any other option than to go out drinking, and they couldn't meet me halfway. And that really sucked. And it's really lonely, and it's really kind of, it's sad. There's you're basically grieving. There's this grief period of kind of like friendships you thought were really serving you, and you thought you were so close, and you thought this and you thought that, and it wasn't what it was. It was based loosely around just going out, your quote unquote going out friends, which really aren't deep, connective relationships. And it's almost this shock to the body of like, wait, like, what we have isn't even what I thought it was, because now things are so different for me. I want different things for myself. And it's kind of like this poof, brain blowing. I think of that little emoji where the brain blows up, because you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe that I thought this was something else, and it was really not based on that much at all. And that is kind of a shock if you're going through it the first time. I'm sure you've heard the saying, or some, there's probably a million iterations of it, or like, that habit can't go with you to that next version of yourself. That thing, that whatever, that, you know, insert whatever here. And sometimes it's that person can't go with you to that next version of yourself. And that next evolution sometimes requires people to fall away. And it's really scary, and it's really isolating, and it's really lonely. And that's another thing I think a lot of successful, quote unquote, whatever that definition is to you. I don't know if it's business. I don't know what arenas you hang out and play in, but it's lonely. It can be really, really lonely at the top. It can be really lonely when you feel like you're on an island because you seem crazy, or people tell you you're crazy for wanting this thing, or sticking to your guns, or putting that stake in the ground for what you will and will not accept for yourself. And that can be very isolating until you meet your next pack of people, or your next mentor, or your next spiritual running buddies, or the next group of people that are on a similar track or a similar playing field as you. And then you don't feel so lonely anymore. But there is this bottom out, this well feeling, this like trench, if you will, where there might be some time in between leaving certain people and gaining other people, where you really have to stick it out and not just go back to your old habits and not just go back to your own ways simply because you want to feel connected, or like you're not missing out, or you have the thoughts like, gosh, I'm such a loser, like nobody wants to hang out with me anymore, whatever that spiral is going on, the chatter that's going on in your head, because that's the kind of, it's kind of like the uncomfortable, like when you're trying to bust out of who you were to become what you're meant to be. It's very like, the only way I can think of it is like, I'm even moving right now. It's like almost like a little, like a caterpillar in the cocoon, like itching against the sides. Like it's uncomfortable. It's like you want to, you're like squeezing into a space that you've outgrown. And that's what it might feel going back to those friends or whatever. It feels somewhat comfortable, but you also know like you're not supposed to be there because you've outgrown this stage in your life, or you've outgrown these habits that no longer serve you. And so it's never going to feel quite right. And so I urge you to press onward and seek new groups, new places, new communities. Sign up for an Eventbrite like account and go to random events or fitness events or pottery events or painting events or cooking classes, things that interest you, hobbies or put yourself in rooms or conferences or panels or conferences with like-minded people that you have more in common with. Proximity, right? Proximity, that closeness. So what do we have in common in these rooms? Well, we have a lot in common. You know, I've said this so many times at SoulCycle, but you probably have more in common with the person next to you or on the bike next to you or behind you or in front of you or to the sides of you than you do with some of your quote unquote closest friends. Why is that? Because everybody in this room right now is working towards a goal or a dream or a wish or a common purpose right here, right now. It can be as simple as the purpose of finishing this class and feeling strong and feeling good and starting the day off with a bang. I don't know, like we could, you know, dissect that 100 million ways or come up with like all these cool whatever lingos, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the point being is you're putting yourself in a room with like-minded people who obviously are interested in the same things. And that is where you start to find your new communities and new places to play and new groups and new mentorships and new places for inspiration and motivation. But there is always going to be that rocky period in between where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's kind of like you jumped ship from the old life and you're like in your little, like pretend you're like in a little lifesaver ring and you're bobbing in the ocean and it's super scary. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's going to be this time where you look back at the ship you just came from and there's nothing else out there in the ocean except that old ship. But you're like, I like don't want to go back there even though it seems safe and whatever. Like I can't go back on that ship, like, nah, mutiny. And you're like bobbing in the ocean and you're scared. And if you just wait it out long enough, there's going to be another ship coming along and it's going to be a cruise ship and it's going to be all the people you want to hang out with. And they're all going to have similar interests and they're going to hype you up and psych you up and cheer you on to be that next best version of you versus that old ship you were on with people that were trying to tear you down because your growth scares the shit out of them because they're not willing to do that inner work or work in general or work overall to maybe get curious about what it looks like to live beyond my means or live beyond the life that I'm living right now. I want to be like, can I get an amen? But yeah, so sacrifice, right? I know we went on a little bit of a tangent. It's not cool. It's not sexy. I don't feel like people talk about it in business or work or relationships or whatever. Like you can literally take this anywhere. Like sacrifice, you know, compromise. These are things that people don't, you know, they're just like, I'm out here making seven figures and everything's great, or I'm out here doing this. And no one wants to talk about like the late nights and the loneliness and, you know, the grit that it took and the getting up early and staying late. And that's kind of getting glossed over more and more now. So I just want to be super honest about, you know, it takes a lot of sacrifice and it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of trial and error and it takes a lot of staying curious and it takes a hell of a lot of faith, not only in yourself, but in something beyond yourself, because it can't just be little old you and me down here on this earth thinking that we have it all together. It just can't be. And so my parting thoughts for you today is if you feel like you're in that season, I hope that this gives you a little solace and a little comfort, relief, that it is very much a part of the process. You know, trust the process. Well, Mads, the process feels like shit right now. I know, I've been there. A lot of us have been there and we're still there and we'll be there again from time to time when we pivot and we shift and we want to grow and stretch more. And that's just kind of the name of the game. It's this ballet dance forever and ever. Amen. So if you're like, Mads, I'm smack dab in this place right now. I am smack dab right there. What can I do? Step one, find the circles, communities, and places where people are hanging out who also are like-minded in where they're going. So for instance, if I'm like not wanting to go out and get messed up beyond all recognition, you know, FUBAR, fucked up beyond recognition, on a Friday night because I want to get up on a Saturday because I want to go to some kind of class, say, be it Pilates, SoulCycle, Form, whatever it is, find the people in those classes that you can connect with. I guarantee they want to connect with you too. I mean, we're always so scared to just say hi, introduce yourself, say your name, want to get coffee, want to get breakfast. Hey, I see you here every single week. Clearly we have something in common. Clearly we both like probably similar things. Let's see if we can have an adult friendship. Like, adult friendships are so weird like that. Like, just be open and, hey, how are you? Oh my gosh, I see you here every single week. You know, how many times you go to the same class or the same place or the same market or the same whatever every week and you don't say hi to somebody? Like, what? Get their name. What's up? Want to get coffee? Want to get a meal? Ooh, a meal. Now you got me getting really comfortable saying no to things that you know you don't want to do. And we all know what that's like, to say yes to something and you immediately get that like in your gut and you're like, why did I say yes to that birthday on a Friday night at 9 p.m. when I literally want to be in bed? I do not want to be at this thing just because I need to show face, or like I'll be mad if I'm not in the Instagram picture with all the other people or whatever it is. And the more you say no and you just get over that hump, that FOMO hump, the easier it's going to be next time. And there's no way to make it easier. There's no easy button for that. You literally just have to be courageous and you have to be really brave and courageous in your no's. And the more you do that, you will realize the positive reinforcement from your no's. So when you say no to that birthday and you don't go out all the whole Friday night, or you don't go out whatever night, or even on a weeknight, and then you wake up and you feel great on a Saturday and you go do all the things you want to do and you meet new connections and you pet all the dogs and you drink the coffees and you do all the things, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. And that positive reinforcement will give you a little more confidence the next time to be like, no, I'm good because I love my Saturday routine, or I love that Sunday coffee date or whatever it looks like for you. And thirdly, number three, so I gave you three little takeaways. Seek mentorship from someone who has gone the path before you on a similar trajectory for where you want to be. Does that make sense? So seek out people who are further along down the path that you would like to maybe take a little cruise down. And I'm not saying you have to be exactly like someone else, but what I am saying is, find people that are doing similar things or have done what you want to do for a long time. So if you're an instructor in instructor land out there and you're like, holy shit, I need a mentor, or I want a coach, or I want to work with someone, find somebody either at your studio or beyond who has done it before you, who can give you the words of wisdom and advice and help you to not feel so alone because they've done it before. And it's kind of like hacking the system, because instead of trying to figure it all out by yourself and doing it all on your lonesome, you have almost like a big sister, a big brother, a big friend who can show you the ropes a little bit, so you're just not, you know, hanging on for dear life and the rope's on fire and you're slipping and you're just like, this is not it. It's like, make it easier on yourself. And I know that sometimes finding mentorship can be a little challenging, because there's this, like, it's a trust process and, you know, you want to ask the right questions, you want to ask the right thing. But I feel like if you genuinely like someone's vibe, or you are really enamored with what they've done with their business or their way of life in general, then it never hurts to see what they offer or see what they do. Or what do you do beyond work? Do you take on mentors? Do you take on people? Like, is this something you do? It can never hurt to ask, because I guarantee they will, one, be super flattered by it, honored by it. And I know for a fact, and I hope, I really, really hope that they do the right thing and help you. And I'm going to apologize in advance for people that are seeking mentorship and then have a bad experience, because that breaks my heart truly. And I hope that you find the people that you can trust that will reach out their hand behind them and say, hey, I did this before, you know, a decade ago, let me help you do it, so you don't have to knock your head around so many times. And we can kind of streamline this process for you and make it a whole hell of a lot better than it was for me at the time. So that's what I got for you today. You know, takes a little bit of sacrifice, being extremely grounded in who you are, or learning that at least along the way, figuring that out. What do I stand for? What do I not stand for? What are my non-negotiables? What are my hell yeses and hell nos? And really sticking to your guns in that, putting that, again, stake in the ground. This is what I will accept for myself. This is what I won't. And through that, you get more and more confident on not only who you are, but who you want to become. My hopes and my intentions behind this is that it resonates with someone out there who's listening and just like, ah, yes, right in the guts, right in the solar plexus. This got me. You get me. That's always my hope anytime I press publish on these little solo pods. Although this one ended up being a little longer today. So thanks for sticking it out and not bailing the second I said sacrifice. If you've hung out this whole time, thank you so much. I always, always request that you take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories or your TikToks or whatever it is. Maybe a little tactical takeaway or a golden nugget or an idea that you got from the podcast. I love connecting with you that way. It's so much fun. It makes it so like alive and living color. It makes it so real, so real. And always requesting reviews, 5 stars, please, comments on the Wicked Fearless podcast. All that stuff just helps elevate this and reach more people to in turn create that ripple effect, which I am so very much trying to do. If you're in Boston, you can stop by my Soul Cycle class anytime. And of course, Beyond the Bike at Mads Tads, www.madstads.com. I will be relaunching Wicked Fearless, my 12-week group coaching program in the fall. Make sure you are on my email list for all the aspirational little blasts I send out. All that jazz. And until next week, may you always be joyful, loving, and above all else, fearless.